Standing shoulder to shoulder in front of a reproduction of the burned-out Springfield boarding house Toole torched in 1982, three student actors at Florida State College at Jacksonville are playing different versions of the infamous killer. Cameron Scaff is Otis the Mama's Boy.
Sometimes I go and lay down on my mama's grave, you know that? I can feel her laying down under there, underneath me. It's like when I was a little boy and we'd lay down.
Preston Pittman is Otis the Killer.
Everybody's the killer. You stomp on a bug, you a killer. You kill a hog, you still kill it, you see. So don't make no difference what you kill. Cutting up somebody, it's just like butchering a hog, you see. Or a cow, ain't make no difference.
And Cross Blocker is Otis the Lover.
But remember, Henry, you was down there on Beaver Street before the soup kitchen opened yet. You was hungry. And I was down there looking for some company.
FSEJ English professor Tim Gilmore is the author of Stalking Otis Toole. He says as he retraced Toole's troubled steps, he realized there wasn't just one version of him.
I started to see where in different places he said these totally different and contradictory things, and that actually piqued my interest even more. So he could sometimes say, he would always say really offensive things, but a lot of the stories did not make sense together.
Toole first confessed to setting the Springfield boarding house ablaze, barricading a former lover inside and killing him. He proceeded to confess to a litany of slaughters, including the high-profile murder of Adam Walsh in 1981. He claimed he committed the crimes on behalf of a satanic cult with another former lover. But investigators would find no evidence to link the two to most of the 108 murders he confessed to. Gilmore says he was taken by the ambiguity of a man who claimed abuse at the hands of his overbearing mother, a closeted gay identity, and a lust for blood.
The story of Otis Toole and all of these different Otis Tooles that I try and bounce off of each other to come to lead the reader to some kind of conclusion of who the real Otis Toole was, I think they're a story about Jacksonville.
Gilmore is quick to point out his book isn't meant to excuse Toole's actions or the pain he caused his victims, but rather to examine fame and identity through the lens of the macabre. That's why FSCJ professor and the show's director, Ken McCullough, says the story is perfect for the stage.
Am I glorifying him? Am I putting him up on a pedestal? And I think when I started working on it and rehearsing it, I realized it's really not so much about Otis as it is about the nature of identity and the nature of, you know, what's true and what's not true, the cult of personality. It's really about so many other issues that are way above and beyond, weird Otis Toole here in Jacksonville.
McCullough says though the material isn't for the faint of heart, he felt it was important to remind people of a cautionary tale most try and forget.
Whether Otis's upbringing made him evil or whether he was always evil, you know, you can debate that, chicken or the egg, I guess. But he did, you know, commit some horrible crimes we know of. I know he falsely confessed probably to a lot of them too, but we know he did do some things that were horrible.
FSCJ staged Stalking Otis Toole, a Southern Gothic, for one weekend only, but a DVD of the performance will be available for purchase. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.